Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and Humboldt wrestlers Brooklyn Robinson, Sophia Harris, and Claire Wider. The Humboldt Wildcats took second at the de facto NCC tournament at Clear Lake Friday night, with Wider, Harris, and Robinson winning titles at the tournament. I caught up with Newell Friday to discuss the team and individual performances.
It's fun to see the girls go out and compete. Kind of been, you know, penned up here with all the weather that we've had lately, and it's good to see them get back out on the mat. And I was pretty happy with the way we wrestled tonight. We wrestled some tough girls. We knew that NCC is always traditionally very tough with wrestling. You know, that continues with the girls. So it's fun to see a good meet and a good turnout tonight. Hopefully next year we can have the official first NCC meet in history, so that'll be good.
Placing second, you have three unofficial NCC champs here this evening in Sophia Harris, Brooklyn Robinson, and Claire Wider. Just talk a little bit about what you saw from them on the mat here as champs.
They did exactly what I expected them to do. That group of three, they've been my leaders all year long. Been the ones that, you know, we could go to, we look to for leadership, and they continue to do that. And it's pretty awesome to see them have the successes that they have, but they've also worked very, very hard to get to those successes.
A lot of wrestlers, second, third place finishes here tonight. This team this year, how would you characterize the wrestling you saw from this program now in its second year as being a sanctioned sport?
So I was doing math earlier. I'm kind of a numbers nerd. So I was looking at it, just kind of looking at overall class records and, you know, new faces versus returners. And we've got eight new girls in our lineup that are in the varsity lineup. So it's exciting to see where the future can go. The biggest thing is we just got to keep adding numbers in. I'm really happy with the outcome so far. We've got a big meet next week in our regional meet to really test our mettle there. We'll see a couple of teams from Mason City that are there, and we'll see how we go.
But your three champs are the three that have 50 career wins. What does that say about your program?
You know, it says a lot about the girls and their belief in what we were trying to do when we started this thing 5 years ago, I guess now. They believed in what we were doing to get, you know, a few matches their first couple of years, and then all of a sudden last year to get, you know, almost 40 matches for some of these girls. And we've got girls well over 40 already this year. And so, you know, it's exciting. They believe in what we're doing. I believe in what we're doing, and I'm excited for the future of this thing.
So the team will be wrestling in Mason City tomorrow. What are you looking from the team here as you'll be wrestling back-to-back days?
I was kind of glad we had this one here after all the snow stuff that we've had this last week and a half. It's good for us to be able to knock the rust off heading into a tough tournament tomorrow. When I put Mason City on the schedule, I knew that there was going to be some quality competition there. We've got teams from our region. We've got teams from around the state that are traditional powerhouses. So I'm excited to see kind of where we fall. It's going to be another meet like Osage and another meet like Ogden where there's some heavy hitters. And it's fun to measure up against those schools.
State qualifying meet at Mason City. Is there excitement around the program, and what's the preparation look like this next week as you get ready to try to send wrestlers to that state meet?
You know, one thing I've been stressing this last couple weeks is, you know, just focus on the next thing. So for us, the next thing is obviously Mason City. And then after that, next week, when we can really put our focus into the regional meet, we don't want to look too far ahead. So the biggest thing is just, you know, enjoy the moment where we're at, and then focus on the next thing coming. And so they all know what's coming. I talk about it. You know, we talk about the number of practices we have left and the number of weigh-ins and things like that. So I think it's starting to set in for them that it's here, and I'm excited to see how we can perform.
Best of luck tomorrow and the upcoming week as well.
Thanks, Matt.
Sophia Harris took first at 110 pounds.
Well, I woke up this morning and I had a clear mind of what I wanted to do, and I got here and I knew what I had to do and took it one match at a time and then just let myself do the rest. And it feels pretty good to be a champ again after the long week and getting the rust off again and getting started back up. So it feels pretty good and refreshing.
Go 3-0 here to win it all. How has this year been for you? Just on the mat.
It's been kind of a roller coaster, I'd say. There's been good days and better competition. So I'd say on most days, I just try to reflect on the wins and the losses and take those day by day. But even on the match, I try to do my best and stay positive. So I think this year's been more of a learning experience more than anything. So I really enjoying this year.
Next week, state qualifying. I see a big grin on your face when I say that. What's going into preparation for next Friday when you get ready to face off against a lot of really good wrestlers from around the region and try to qualify?
I'm pretty excited. I'm stoked to finally get to this point in the season It's been a long road coming, you know, with all the matches and stuff. But preparation-wise, I'm just trying to get as much mat time in and get anything in that my coaches and parents have told me to practice on. And I'm watching tape of other wrestlers and just trying to really keep a good mindset and going into the qualifying matches and then hopefully the state matches. So I'm pretty stoked for that.
Congratulations, Sophia.
Thank you.
Brooklyn Robinson placed first at 235, also capping off the 50th win of her career.
It's just awesome, you know. You put in a bunch of work throughout all the season, and you finally pays off, so, yeah.
Take me through that victory for you.
It was awesome. It's been laid off because of all the winter storm stuff, so it was fun to finally, like, get to experience that.
And to do it here, you know, junior year already with win number 50, what's it mean to you?
It's a good place to put me before going into regionals for state.
And then what's thoughts going into regionals next week?
Go out there and do what I've done the rest of the season and hopefully get on the top of that podium and be ready for state.
Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Claire Weidert goes out as a conference champion at 130 in her senior season.
Being a senior, it was nice to kind of wrap up. I mean, I guess we still have state to look forward to, but it was nice to be a champ, come out on top senior year. And I actually wrestled her about 2 weeks ago, and she beat me. So it was nice to, you know, beat her and see that I could do that. So.
And there wasn't much of NCC's last year. So to get to do this, be back in your senior year, to wrestle against NCC opponents, what was that like tonight?
You know, it's just starting the wave for the future, and it's just nice that I can be a part of that.
Next week, state qualifying. What are you doing this next week to prepare as you get ready for one last go around here senior year?
You know, I just think I mentally have to believe in myself and know that I can do it. I qualified last year, and so, I mean, I would like to qualify again, but no matter the outcome, I'm proud of my season and proud of my career, so.
Congratulations on the NCC win here, and best of luck.
Thank you.
The Humboldt girls wrestling team will be in Mason City Friday, January 26th for the regional state qualifying meet for individual wrestlers to advance to the state tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.